It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, November 14th, 2014. On this date in 1910, physicist Albert Einstein became a member of the Society of Natural Sciences, Zurich, one of the oldest scientific societies in Switzerland. Founded in 1746 by Johannes Gesner, it was first known as the Physics Society, but later expanded its mission to include investigations in natural history and mathematics. It sponsored excursions and public lectures, as well as the publication of scholarly papers and book reviews. With approximately 1,000 members, the Society still exists. Among the most prominent names in its archives is that of Albert Einstein, who was admitted just over 100 years ago. Barely 2 months later, he delivered his first lecture, and not surprising, his topic was the theory of relativity. Born in Ulm, Germany on March 14, 1879, Einstein not only developed the general theory of relativity, he is also responsible for establishing the quantum theory of mechanics, the other major branch of modern physics. He is best known in popular culture for his mass-energy equivalence formula, E equals mc squared, surely the world's most famous quotation. He received the 1921 Nobel Prize in Physics, and building on the groundbreaking research that he began while still in his 20s, he had become the most celebrated scientist in the world. He was visiting the United States when Adolf Hitler came to power in 1933, and being Jewish, he did not go back to Germany, where he had been a professor at the Berlin Academy of Sciences. He settled in America, becoming a citizen in 1940. On the eve of World War II, he sent a letter to President Franklin Roosevelt, alerting him to the potential development of extremely powerful bombs of a new type, and recommending that the U.S. begin similar research. This eventually led to what would become the Manhattan Project. Einstein supported defending the Allied forces, but largely denounced the idea of using the newly discovered nuclear fission as a weapon. Later, with the British philosopher Bertrand Russell, Einstein signed a manifesto which highlighted the danger of nuclear weapons. Einstein was affiliated with the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton, New Jersey, until his death in 1955 at age 76. He published more than 300 scientific papers along with over 150 non-scientific works. His intellectual achievements and originality have made the word Einstein synonymous with genius. It should be no surprise that his popularity spans all cultures and ages. Nearly 60 years after his death, his familiar face is everywhere, on posters, coffee mugs, and T-shirts, and the popular television series The Big Bang Theory certainly bears his imprint. What is less well known is that he played the piano and violin to relax, and that the eyes of Yoda, the Star Wars character, were modeled after his. He also has over 1 million fans on Facebook. Einstein insisted that he had no special talents, that he was only passionately curious. A true dreamer, his trademark push-broom mustache and shock of white hair symbolize an absent-minded yet incisive intelligence. Imagination is more important than knowledge, he said. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world. Named Time Magazine's Person of the 20th Century, he remains an inspiration to academics and dreamers alike. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 14th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.